The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
This commentary is in my book. It was written January 24th, 2009. Part of it is somewhat a continuation of last week's commentary. The United States is struggling with an inferiority complex. Our country is probably the best nation that has ever existed because it's generous, honest, brave, and because it was blessed with men of wisdom at its creation centuries ago. They made laws to promote freedom for the citizens to define themselves. We are the envy of other countries on this globe, and now we are being verbally assaulted, very unfairly, by those countries who have been and still are recipients of our financial generosity and help whenever it is needed. Rarely, if ever, do those countries send troops to help when their freedom is in danger. We're being taken advantage of by those who have regularly been helped and elevated by us. Most of the countries which make up the United Nations dislike us. In 1945, at our expense, we built the beautiful building in New York City for all nations to come together to help each other get along. They do not get along very well, and we pay all or most of the expenses, while representatives of many countries, even third world countries, are treated like visiting royalty. Somewhere along the way, many of the leaders of the UN became corrupt. They've stolen millions of dollars for themselves, money which was meant to help world poverty. Now they have another agenda. The UN wants to rule the world and is quietly taking over different nations' properties. Outrageous? Research it yourself. Is it possible that the UN has already taken possession of our own U.S. national parks? Check it out. But I'm diverting from the original thoughts of this topic, which is that many of the countries in the world do not approve of the U.S., and the liberal extremist wimps in the U.S. are anxious for us to change our image so that the world would like us more. That is bullpucky. We have done nothing wrong or immoral. On the contrary, we must let our military fight to win and not let our image be the priority. When in war with an enemy who slices off the heads of our soldiers, we must use waterboarding, which never kills, which creates fear for a few minutes, but gets valuable information to save the lives of our soldiers. A little torture is okay, competing with slicing off heads. Please, let us not buy into this politically correct guilt. While we are grateful for allies like Britain, Australia, Turkey, and several other countries, our existence is not dependent upon those judgmental and jealous countries who love to criticize but will always find excuses to not help their fellow humans. For KSCO, this is Kay's Whirling.